glad to tell you that also I have with me here in the studio our guests, so we can be having a conversation and particularly looking at the situation of women and children in the greater Upper Nile State. And we heard about the situation there. Many are coming from Sudan and they're facing quite a number of situations, and of course the humanitarian situation there is very dire. Well, joining me right about now in the studio, we have Mary John. Mary John is the Executive Director with Widows and Orphans Charitable Organization, also with us here in the studio. Mary, good morning. Good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Welcome. And also with us, we have Okuna Joe Albert. That name might be a little, you know, familiar with you, because Okuna was our former colleague here with us in the studio. Okuna is the Communications and Advocacy Officer for Widows and Orphans Charitable Organization. Okuna Joe, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Sabit William, and the Miraya Breakfast Show listener. Thank you very much.
Yes. And let's begin right about now with you, Mary, as the Executive Director. Just introduce us to this organization, the Widows and Orphans Charitable Organization. What is this organization all about?
Thank you, Sabit William. The full name of the organization is Widows and Orphans Charitable Organization. It's a women-led organization which was established in 2011 by a group of women in Upper Nile State who are concerned about the suffering of the marginalized women and children of South Sudan. The organization seeks to support the vulnerable women and children and to advocate and promote policies that favor their rights.
All right. Yes. And Okuna Joe, as you all are working in the greater Upper Nile State, particularly, where do you work there?
Our area of operation, we are working in Malakal. We have presence in Malakal Protection of Civilian Site. This is where we operate. Mostly we deal with mental health and psychosocial support to children. This is in POC in Malakal. We also have presence in Fashoda, especially in Kodok. We have presence there. We previously had presence in Abuoroch, but due to some conflict, the people in Abuoroch has been currently displaced in Kodok. Yes.
All right.
This is generally where we operate.
Yes. And Mary, at the moment, how will you describe the situation of women and children, particularly in this greater Upper Nile, even with the situation of more coming from Sudan?
Thank you, Sabit William. Actually, women and children are still suffering. Since the conflict of 2013 up to today, there is no, what we can call it, stability in their life. Though there is a lot of intervention, but still more need to be done. So the occurring conflict is exposing many women and children to risk and exposure to GBV, and other issues related to trauma and stress. That's why we as WOCO, we focus on trying to bring them back to normalcy by intervening, by providing psychosocial support to these affected groups.
Yes, and Okuna, you like to add on that, on the situation of women and children particularly?
Yes, as Executive Director has mentioned, actually the women and children still remain vulnerable due to humanitarian situation, which is affecting greater numbers of people there. So most of the people who are greatly affected are women and children. So we have substantial numbers of them who requires who require actually assistance, humanitarian intervention. So still there is also issues to do with protection concerns. Children are also exposed to risk associated with a lot of things, which including child abuse and also child abduction. So children are exposed to this. Women are also exposed to gender-based violence. Right. So that also requires intervention from child protection agencies and women-related agencies.
Yes. And Mary, just take us through some of the interventions that you think really needed to be done in order to help the women and children in these areas.
Thank you so much. At the moment, what WOCO is doing is we have 4 child-friendly spaces whereby we bring children together and involve them in recreational activities and then formal education so that at least they can come back to normalcy the way I put it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And also we establish a women and girl-friendly space. It's a space whereby women and girls, they come together to share experience. It's a place where they feel safe. They can express themselves without any fear. And they are also involved in some skills and activities of embroidery, like bed sheet, beads making, and many skills
that the women are involved in to keep them busy.
Also we also have we provide comprehensive psychosocial support and case management for children with protection concern.
All right.
And when we talk about children with protection concern, we mean survivors of gender-based violence, orphans, children who are recruited into armed forces and groups, and many protection concerns. So we try to identify those cases and we provide support based on their needs. So we sometimes provide direct support. If it is something that we can manage at our level as WOCO, we provide that support. If it is something which require referral to other service providers, we refer them for those services.
All right. Now, Okuna, with the conflict in Sudan, has it made even the situation worse, and especially for WOCO?
The projection is that the humanitarian situation may be overwhelming to aid agencies. Reports coming from the border region indicates that a lot of South Sudanese are returning. These were refugees previously in the Sudan. So due to the conflict in the Sudan, they had to find their ways out of Sudan, and now they are concentrated in mostly in Upper Nile. You know, Upper Nile is directly bordering Sudan. There is expectation that the economy may actually be affected due to the increase in the population, demand of the scarce goods and services which are in the area may pose humanitarian or may even increase humanitarian needs in the area. So we have presence in Melut. Reports from there indicates that a number of people have already arrived, and many of them are joining their relatives. So all this with what is happening in South Sudan, it is actually giving a lot of pressure on the population and also on aid workers.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, and maybe just take us through some of the challenges that your organization face in order to help. As you did mention earlier, from 2013, most of the women and children did not really have a normal life. They have been suffering. What are some of the challenges that you get as an organization in trying to address their problems?
Thank you so much. Some of the challenges that we face as a national organization is lack of funding. Yeah, the needs are there, but lack of funding is a major challenge. Sometimes the donors, they give us funding which is so limited, which cannot even meet the need of the population, especially as Joe, my colleague, mentioned that it is overwhelming situation now because many refugees are coming back and with the limited resources, we cannot do anything. So we need to lobby more funding so that we can meet the need of our people who are coming back, including the host community.
Great. Yeah. Yes, Jay, you like to add on that?
Yes, the issue of accessibility, you know, during certain season, there will be a lot of flooding in the area. You know, we are operating in a very hard to reach locations, so access is a problem. So reaching people who are in need, who are deep inside the villages, is very, very difficult. So, you know, in Upper Nile, there's a lot of issues related to flooding. Getting there, you need to use boat, and many, during the wet season, vehicles are not moving, motorcycles are not being operated. So there is only need to use boats and other means of transport.
Now that's the time we have. Okuna, Joe and Mary, thank you so much for coming to Mira Studios. But just before you go, what will be your final remarks? Let's begin with you, Okuna, and then we'll conclude with Mary.
My final remark is I would like to appeal to the people who are supporting South Sudanese, more especially the donors. They need actually to increase their donation threshold so that people in need may be supported, because there is actually overwhelming situation in the country. A lot of people are in need. The levels of vulnerability differs until they are assessed properly. Thank you very
much. All right, thank you so much. And Mary John?
Thank you so much. And my final remarks is let's talk of peace always, because all these issues are coming as a result of lack of peace in our country. And we appeal to our government and the international community and our donors to support us so that we can be able to meet the needs of the people.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary John, for coming to Mira Studios. Thank you, Okuna Joe. We do appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Sir Bid William.
Thank you.